It's a shame, you know, we lost a lot of time to weather. And, you know, there was a point, we were expecting to have to bat out a tricky, you know, half day or something. As it was, it didn't happen. North Ents have got, you know, they've got to travel down to Tunbridge, I think, tonight, and they play tomorrow. So, yeah, the weather and sometimes the fixture list sort of goes against sometimes, you know, games getting set up, which is a shame, really. But from our side, it didn't really change. Yeah, the result from our side, I suppose, in that we were always, you know, was looking for draws going to be the best result we could get. But yeah, you know, we're probably a bit surprised that they didn't want to have didn't have a little crack at us. But that's, you know, understandable given what they've got, you know, over the next few days, I suppose.
So you were quite happy the longer they batted.
Well, once it got to a certain point, it seemed that way, that, you know, the less time that we might have to bat the better. When we weren't able to bowl them out, you know, we were hoping to bowl them out, get our bonus point, and then, you know, from our side probably be bad out the afternoon. But once we didn't get that and they started to get a bit of a lead, it didn't really affect us either way, whether we had to go out and bat or, you know, a few of us had to have a little bowl again. But yeah, frustrating, I'm sure, for the supporters and for the neutral. But, you know, that's sometimes what happens when the weather plays such a big part.
It ruined the first part of the game, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I'm sure there would have been a result without, you know, probably one day's, you know, if we'd managed to get another day's cricket in, I'm sure there would have been a result. There was enough in the wicket, I feel, for the bowlers, and it would have started to turn, I think, as the game went on. So yeah, it's the way it is. But hopefully the sun will shine over the next few weeks and we can get some good four-day cricket in.
For the second week running, we were treated to a show from Michael Carberry.
Yeah.
I picked Courtney Walsh. What were the others in that over?
Who's Courtney Walsh, Andrew Hall. I think Corky made an appearance again. And just as he was about to pull Alan Holyoake out of the bag, I think it ticked over to 10 to 5 and we shook hands. So, yeah, it's... You know, hopefully in some ways we don't get to see any more Carb's impressions, but that's, you know, when you're petering the game out, it's not much of a spectacle for anyone, and, you know, you're just waiting for time to go. So a bit frustrating, I'm sure, for all.
I'm sure when you saw these two fixtures coming up, Lancashire, of course, are doing well and favourites to go up, along with yourselves, and then Northamptonshire are top of the league. You've come out with two draws.
Yeah, so we knew this. We sort of targeted this block as being quite a big one. It'd be nice to get a result in those two, but then if we have two good games against Kent and Gloucester over the next 2 weeks, then we'll be in a good position come the halfway point. But, you know, we need to play some good cricket and we need to get some results.